Welcome to Sunday School. This is our preschool class at Addison Baptist Church, and today we are ready for lesson two. One of the things that I said last week that we like to do starting out is we always like to sing the B-I-B-L-E. So we'll do that, okay? The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, spells Bible. Now there's another song that our class likes to do, and I'm going to have to move over this way. And this is one where we do a variation of head and shoulders, knees and toes. And then at the very end, we do clap your hands and praise God. Okay, now my class, they like to start off really, 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 really slow, like their slaw's just melting. And then by the end, after we've done it three or four times, we're like cheetahs at the end, and we're like a little blur in this room. We're not going to do it that way. We're just going to sing normally this week. And if you want to do it the other way, you have to come to Sunday School and wear me out. We'll do that then, okay? That's what we do. All right, so starting out.
Head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes, knees and toes. Head and shoulders, knees and toes, clap your hands and praise God.
Okay, so you can do that at home and you can do it as fast or as slow as you want to. All right, so I hope you had time to go through your worksheets and your crafts and everything from last week. But if you remember, we always start out, also, after we've had our songs, we start out with prayer. We have four kinds of prayer, okay? When we talk to God, there's four different kinds. We can adore God. An adoration prayer is when we tell Him we love Him. We can have a prayer of thanksgiving. We can tell God what we're thankful for. We can say, I'm sorry, and that's a confession prayer. Or we can do a supplication prayer, and that's when we say please, and we give Him what we call our prayer request. We ask for things. Okay, so today we're going to do an I'm sorry prayer. Now sometimes these are the hardest to do because we don't like to say we're sorry. But we need to say we're sorry, and whenever we do something wrong, we need to tell God that we're sorry also. Last week, remember, we did an adoration, an I love you prayer. Today, we're going to do an I'm sorry prayer. So that's what we're going to start out with. So we're going to bow our heads and close our eyes. And I'm going to tell God what I'm sorry for. I'm going to mention one thing. And you can tell God yourself something that you're sorry for that you've done. Okay? So, let's bow our heads. Dear God, thank you that you forgive me for sin when I ask you to forgive me. I want to tell you that I love you and that I'm sorry for being angry when I don't get my own way. I ask you, God, if you will please forgive me and help me to remember not to do that again. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so let's review a few things about last week's lesson. What did we say was the most important book that's ever been written? We sang about it, and I mentioned it in my prayer just a minute ago, too. When I tell him about the things that we see in his word. Maybe I didn't, but anyway. The most important book is the Bible. And what is the Bible? I can hear certain ones of you shouting this out right now. It's God's Word. And you'd be right. It's God's Word because He wrote it. Okay, is the Bible true? Yes, it is. If God wrote the Bible, it's true. Are there any mistakes in the Bible? No, because God wrote it and He never tells a lie. So when God wrote the Bible, it was absolutely perfect, no mistakes. All right, so we talked about that a little bit, and then we had our lesson from our Bible, and that's what we're going to do today. Remember, we start sometimes with our finger plays. We put our hands together like they're books, and we say, this is my Bible, I open it wide to see what is written on the inside. Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open my Bible so that we can see what's written on the inside. Because if these are God's words, we want to know what He has for us to say. Now, I usually mark my Bible in places where I'm going to open it, and you can see I have a couple of bookmarks today. So first we're going to start with this little blue one here. When we talked about our very special book, the Bible, God's Word, we saw that it's perfect and it's pure. We said it's true. Okay? And we said that it's better than some things. It's better than anything we might want, like money and gold. It says better than gold. And that we should want it more than even like we like sweet things, like cake and ice cream and honey. It says better than gold, sweeter than honey. That's what the Bible tells us. And we may like a lot of these things, but learning from God's Word is better than anything that we could ever want, because it tells us about God. Well, today we're going to read from the Bible to learn about how great God is. If it tells us about God, well, let's learn a few things about Him. Do you know anyone who's great? Who do you think is great? That might mean that someone who's very special to you, someone who's very important and that you love, and you think they're great because they might be kind or strong, or they might be smart, or they might be really good at doing something. Well, the Bible tells us that God is also great. So let me turn our page here. We're going to learn some things about God. When we talk about the things that God is or that He does well, those are called His attributes. So those are the things that He's known for being able to do or for what He is. If I talk about you and I say, oh, he's so cute, well, we could say that's one of your attributes. We could say being cute because that's what you are. That's an attribute. Well, we're going to talk about some of God's attributes. Today, we're going to learn that God is infinite. Well, that's a big word. It has a big meaning here. No matter how great we think those special people that we just talked about who came to our minds, how special they are, God is infinitely greater. Infinite means there's so much greater that we can't even measure. Infinite is so much greater than what we can imagine or what we can measure. No one is like God, and I'm going to read you about some of His greatness. So there's a verse in the Bible, Psalm 147, verse 5. It says, great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. So sometimes when some of the boys in class, we've had this verse before and we've talked about it, and we went, great is our Lord and of great power, and they would show me their muscles because God is strong. But it says His understanding is infinite. Remember what I said infinite means? It means so much more than what we can measure. So I brought a tape measure with me today. And if I actually had you here in this classroom, I could measure you. I could see how tall you are. I'm going to guess that some of you, you might be right about there. See the top here? Your head might hit right about there. I can measure you. I can take a tape measure, and I can measure you. But if I stood here and I said, okay, I'm measuring all of us. See how big we are. I think I'm going to do that to God. I'm going to measure Him. See how big God is. Do you think I could do that? I don't think so. Matter of fact, I know so. Because our verse says that He's infinite. It means He is so great and so big. He fills everything. God is everywhere. And there's another word when we talk about His attributes. There's another word that describes that. And it's omnipresent. So, I can't measure him with this. That's part of being infinite. It tells us that God's knowledge, his understanding, is infinite. And there's a word for that too. It's omniscient. It means he knows everything. Well, God can't be measured because he's infinite. God is also great. We cannot measure what God knows because he understands so much more than we do. God is great. Now, there's a certain language, sign language, for people who can't hear. They can't listen with their ears. They either read our lips when we're talking, or they talk to each other with their hands. The sign for great is put your hands up about shoulder, like a fist, and like you're giving a high five twice. That's the sign for great. So, I'm going to read a verse to you, and I want you to listen for the word great. It's just a page back in my Bible, and it's Psalm 145, verse 3. And it says, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. So, if you heard that, let's read that again. And this time, every time you hear the word great, I want you to do the sign, okay? So, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Did you do great every time you heard the word? Well, let's try to do that for the rest of this lesson. Maybe I won't do it, but when you're there at home, if you hear me say the word great, do your sign for it. Okay, the Lord is great. There's no one else like him. We know how great God is. When we know how great God is, it makes us want to do something. And this verse tells us. It says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. We're supposed to praise God. Well, that's another word that you might need me to explain to you. What does it mean when we say we're to praise God? Well, it means that we should sing to him or pray to him. It means we love him and we obey him and we read his word. Praise, that means we tell him the good things that he does. If someone praises you for something that you've done, they're saying, way to go, you did good. Well, that's what it means when we tell God. Like, thank you, God, we love what you did. You're great. Well, we're going to look over here, and we got some binoculars. Okay, it's the last part of this verse says that his greatness is unsearchable. Well, when I want to search for something far away, like in the night sky perhaps, sometimes we take our binoculars, and sometimes when we're at the beach, we take our binoculars there too. And we stand and we look way out to sea, and to see if there's some boats that we can't see way out there on the horizon. And at night sometimes we take our binoculars and we search the sky looking for something that we want to see. Because binoculars take things that are far away, they make them look bigger so that they show up for us to see. So I'm going to take my binoculars and I'm going to search for God. Huh. Do you think I saw God? I didn't see God. I was looking through here. But then again, I shouldn't be surprised because the Bible says that God is unsearchable. I'm not going to be able to see him with these binoculars. There's just no way. There's no way. God is bigger than anything we can see through binoculars, no matter how far we look or how much we know. We're never going to know everything about our great God. As a matter of fact, it tells us that we can live with him. The Bible tells us we can live with him forever, and we're never going to figure out everything he knows and how great he is. Okay, so then there's another verse that I'm going to read out loud, and it's the one with this bookmark here. So I'm coming back to here. It's 1 Chronicles 29:11. Okay. And it says, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all." Wow! Everything belongs to God. All the power and the glory, everything's His. The victory and the majesty are God's. The kingdom. Yeah, a kingdom. The kingdom is His. And He is above everything. So let's stop and think for a minute. Who is great? God is great. What does it mean when it says that God is infinite? Well, God is so great that He can't be measured. There's no way. What does it mean when it says that God is unsearchable? Well, we can search and search with our binoculars, and we're still not going to know everything about Him. Matter of fact, we're going to read our Bibles, and we're still not going to know everything about Him, because the Bible calls a lot of things a mystery that we have to figure out after we get to heaven that we're going to learn about. So we're just going to study our Bibles because God wrote it. This is what He wants us to know about Him and about ourselves and how He loves us and we can live with Him forever. Now, I made a craft for you, and you should be getting it this in a box or a bag. I'll deliver it to you one way or the other. Make sure you get it to you. Okay, so we're going to have take two tubes, okay? And you can put them together with your glue stick, or if you want somebody to take tape, put them together for you. Once you get them together, you're going to have a piece of paper that you can wrap around them to help hold it together. And if you have some decorative tape, like washi tape or something like that, that you want to decorate with, you can put that around. You can see that I did that. And you can look in your binoculars. And you're not going to see God, because He's everywhere, and you can't see everywhere, and He's not going to be seen in your binoculars. But this will help you to remember that God is unsearchable. This is our craft for this week. You also have a worksheet, and it has a dot to dot on it. Okay? So you can work on that. Now, we're also going to look at our memory verse. Our memory verse is kind of long for the kids that are in this class. It's two verses, Psalm 119, 89, and 90. So we are just going to do this far. We're just going to do Psalm 119, verse 89. "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Okay? So if you can get a vision of these pictures in your head, this is the number 4. We've got an O. We've got a crown to stand for the Lord. Got the open Bible, the Word. And then we have the clouds with the rays coming out for heaven. So it's, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." And let's try that again. You say it with me too. "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." That's your memory verse, and it's also on your paper. And there's the other part of the verse if you want to keep going, or if some of your brothers and sisters or other people in the family want to work on the longer verse, they can do that. That would be fine. But you need to be trying to memorize that verse, okay? So that is our Bible lesson for this week. I look forward to the time when we can be together again, and either here in with a video or together in the class, where we can try to do our head and shoulders, knees and toes class, or excuse me, our song really fast as a class, or really slow, either way. So until next week, you have a good week. Bye-bye. Love you.